Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And, well, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's second hour of the show. Let's do a little mock draft.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Let's do that.
Feels like it's been a while.
I think we did one Monday, but...
Was it Monday? I know we didn't Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, when you don't have shows in between those 2 days in between, it seems like it's forever.
I texted you yesterday. I think the only the text was, Tuesdays and Thursdays are weird now. it's afternoon and... Am I going to watch a movie or what should I do? Yeah, right. Should I go bowling?
I feel like I should be doing a show.
Right.
Okay. So our pick is up here. Let's first of all close this. We have some trade offers here, but
okay.
So it went Drake May, Caleb Williams, Joe Alt at 3, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison, Rome Duzier, Fashanu, Terry Arnold, Brock Bowers, Jerzon Newton, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, Talisi Fuaga, Jared Verse, Laitu, Cooper DeJean, Dallas Turner, Keon Coleman, and J.C. Latham. Nothing too crazy.
No.
I mean, those guys, I don't care what the order was.
I mean, the top 10 to top 10.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? And the edges are the edges.
Yeah.
Yeah, hope they go. DeJean was the name I heard. I went,
eh.
You know, that was the one.
So the guys available to us here at this pick, Quinny Mitchell, Nate Wiggins.
Bo I did Nicks. Some Wiggins homework in the last 2 days. He's high on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, Byron Murphy, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton. So there's some dudes there.
There's five names you just listed there I like. I mean, I like Mitchell. I like Mims. I like Guyton. I like Powers Johnson. I like Wiggins.
Yeah.
You know, like, if there are trade down options, I would be very fond of that.
We have three teams on the phone here. The first is the Houston Texans. They're offering 23 and 59. For 20 and 120.
I would say yes to that, but maybe we can milk more out of them.
The Chargers are on the phone. They're offering 37, 69, and next year's second round draft pick for 20 and 237.
So I mean, that's fair.
We're trading completely out of the first round.
Yeah, there. I think that's not great for our purposes here on the radio.
I'm going to reject that one.
I think their second round pick could be pretty early next year, though, too.
The Vikings are on the phone. The Vikings want to give us 42, 108, 178, next year's second and next year's third for the 20th pick in the draft.
That's a heck of a deal. You know, like...
They want to come up and get Knicks, I'm assuming.
I assume so, which adds up. Let's not take it, but...
Yeah.
In the real world, I'd have a real hard time passing on that because you make 10 picks in this draft and a lot of them in the second and third round.
And you get next year's 2 and 3?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's...
You're going to end up with 4 starters in that deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe not a Pro Bowler, but that goes a long way.
What do you think? Do we take 23 and 59 for 20 and 120?
Let's dump our last pick for... a fifth rounder in that deal or something like that.
Here's the problem. They have 23, 59, 86, 123, 127, 221, 235, 244. Mm. And our last pick is at 237, so we're not moving up.
I would take it as is, I guess.
I mean, it's a fair offer.
It's a fair offer. Maybe we get an extra fourth.
It's the second of our fourth round picks, so...
No, they're right next to each other, but okay. So it's our 1 and a 4.
So we would then have 23, 51, 59, 84, 119, 196, and 237.
Some nice spacing there.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going to have a from 120 to 196, there's a hole there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think the deal on the surface is fine.
2 second-round picks is
real nice.
Real nice to move down 3 spots.
One of those guys that we just talked about is going to be there 100%, and we're going to even argue about it.
And here's the nice thing. Here's the nice thing about next year. Next year, in 2025, we have our first, our second, our third, our fourth, a fifth from the Rams, our fifth, a sixth from Houston, our seventh, and Washington's seventh.
Wow.
So our mock drafts next year are going to be fun.
Well, here's a prediction. I didn't realize that. I bet the Steelers trade up somewhere with a future fifth, sixth, seventh. Like, move from a Loudermilk move. You know, go from six to five and grab a guy this year or something. Yeah. You know?
Because you're not going to use all those picks.
No, right, right. I mean, I can see them trading one this year.
Four, six, eight. That's nine picks.
All in the last three rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or six of them in the last three rounds.
Yeah.
Well, let's take this deal. But, I mean, if we can get a future pick out of it.
We could try to get a fourth out of them for next year. For
a six.
The Rams or Houston's sixth or something.
Yeah.
Give them back their sixth.
Might as well.
I mean, we could try. They'll probably say no.
Might as well milk a little bit out of them.
Oh, no, they accept it.
Okay, cool. So now we got all kinds of stuff for next year.
All right.
All right, so we're going to be on the clock here in a second.
So they took Chop Robinson.
Fine.
But then Tyler Guyton went and Quinyon Mitchell went.
Understandable. Yeah. I figured, you know, two or at least of the three would be gone.
And now Tampa Bay's on the phone.
Okay.
Offering 26 and 57 for 23 in next year's third.
So 23, 24,
that's kind of the wimpy. Well, we'll trade you a pick for tomorrow for one today.
Do we love four names still, though?
Well, Wiggins.
Yes.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yes.
Armarius Mims.
Yes.
Guyton.
I thought Guyton just went.
Oh, you're right. He did.
Mitchell and Guyton were the two.
Mitchell, Guyton, and Chop Robinson. Yeah, so two of our five have disappeared.
So we only need one guy to fall that's not our three.
Yeah.
To make this.
But I don't want to give up next year's third. Why would I don't want to lose.
I forgot what was the other part of the deal.
It was 26 and 57 for 23 and next year's third.
No, I'm not giving up any next year's pick unless it's those late junkos.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So okay. Why don't we just go ahead and make
that's fine with
the
me.
Pick. Who do you like there?
Can we do something different and take Wiggins?
We can.
I mean, Powers Johnson, we would both agree
We got two second-round picks now. We're going to if we had to trade up to go get – to move up a little bit to make sure that we get a center, whether it be Barton, whether, you know,
Frazier, Van Pran in the third or something, you know, but whatever. I have nothing bad to say about Powers Johnson, but I think I just like the free agent centers a lot more than I like the free agent outside corners.
Yeah.
You know, which doesn't really matter with this, but we've never taken Wiggins.
All right.
He's nasty, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Okay, we're back. We're up here now at 51.
Yeah, we're going to be busy here.
I don't know why we have 51 here and 52 on some other ones. I have yet to figure that one out.
Oh, that is strange.
The Panthers are on the phone. They want to give us 65 and 101 for 51 and 237.
Mm.
And the Rams want to give us 52 and 153 for pick 51. I'm going to reject both.
Yeah,
we're making picks.
Let's just do some drafting.
Okay.
We have a corner.
We have our corner. I believe at least one of the centers went. Oh, no, they both
went.
Yeah.
Frazier usually is here.
Frazier went at 38.
Wow, okay. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, Frazier went at 38. Barton went at 32.
I might not do center at all the rest of this draft.
Yeah. And Powers Johnson actually went at 45.
We would have traded up.
We were speeding through this thing, and we would have traded up.
We never trade up because otherwise we'd be sitting here one pick. Two picks.
Yeah.
Let's make a trade.
It would take forever to do.
But especially with what we have from next year and making those trades, we easily would have traded up to that neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. So the players available.
That'd be nice. Imagine Wiggins and Powers Johnson with the first two picks.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So Michael Penix is still there. Christian Haynes is still there. Adisa Isaac, Jatavion Sanders, Malachi Corley, Chris Braswell, Braylon Trice, Jalen Polk, Michael Hall, Rook Orojo.
I'm a fan.
We could get a Clemson.
The combo roommates, combo. Yeah.
Patrick Paul, Chris Jenkins, Jonathan Brooks, McKinley Jackson, Cedric Gray, Bo Brady, Roman Wilson, Brandon Dorius, Jeremiah Trotter, Kalen Carson, Cedric Van Pran.
The draft could have went better for us.
It could have gone better.
What about, you mentioned two or three receivers. Corley, I think, was one.
So Corley. Polk, Roman Wilson, Xavier Leggett is still there.
I'm really growing. Roman Wilson's really growing on me, too. We have extra picks now. We've been done at receiver.
At offensive tackle, it's Patrick Paul, Agamadeje, Blake Fisher. Yeah, that kind of drops off after that. Quarterback is Penix, Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt, Jordan Davis. I'm not interested
there. I don't
want
to do that yet.
Linebacker.
There were some names there that are okay.
Cedric Gray, Jeremiah Trotter, Teron Harper, Peyton Wilson.
It's early for me for all those guys.
Safety. This got picked over.
Really?
Bo Brady, Kalen Bullock, Cole Bishop, Javon Bullard, Jaden
Hicks.
Yeah,
they seem like third rounders to me.
Yeah.
The receivers pool seems like the
best
one. We've
got to make two picks in this group.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not ideal. I would go with a receiver.
Yeah, I think so. And I
which isn't what we wanted to do this early, but
Wilson?
Yeah.
Wilson. Roman Wilson it is.
Yeah.
And now we gotta make another pick here. We got a trade down offer now.
Yeah.
Texans wanna trade more picks to us. We're gonna reject that. at 59.
I would consider like a Rokro, the D tackle, but we're not really filling needs here.
Yeah, so you got Jatavion Sanders, Malachi Corley, Braylon Trice, Michael Hall, Rokoro.
He's a very raw, long project that you would not have to throw in the mix.
Yeah, Patrick Paul is there, Chris Jenkins is there, Jonathan Brooks.
Would you take a Rokro over Jenkins? I think his ceiling's higher.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Cedric Gray is there. Jeremiah Trotter there.
Did you consider Trotter? I think it's early for the linebackers.
The problem is we're not going to have picks when
guys
should be
going.
I mean, if you want them, you take them.
I mean, it doesn't matter if we think it's too early. If they're the best guy on the board, they're the best guy on the board.
Or do you take Cedric Van Pran now?
Is like the Yale tackle there?
I think he is. The more homework I've done on him.
I need to do more.
Like, he's super raw.
Super raw.
Super
I know
raw.
That much, right.
Like, has only
he
played,
may not play a snap
like, has played
year.
Football like 4 years raw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which, big athletic, smart.
Yeah. In the second round?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, he probably doesn't help you this year.
At all.
By plan, at least.
I don't like how this is broken.
No. It has not gone well for us. My favorite name, I think, is Orokro.
We could take a work or Horror.
That's who I meant, yeah.
Yeah, him. All right, we took him.
Yeah.
Texans on the phone again. The
Texans are
going
like,
crazy here.
Man, I like doing business with the Stullers.
Okay, so at 84,
mm-hmm.
top players available. Jeremiah Trotter.
Okay, now I'm like, that's not a bad call.
Cedric Van Pran. Xavier Leggett. Tyron Hopper. Will Shipley. Ben Sinnott, the tight end from K-State.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Wilson. James Wilson. He lists him as a linebacker here. He's a safety.
Yeah, he's more of a safety.
He's 6'5". Now the Yale tackle is there. Braden Fisk, Johnny Wilson, Josh Newman, Mike Sanistrel.
We took a slot.
Yeah, Blake Fisher.
Or we took a corner. We didn't
take a slot.
We
took a corner, yeah.
My favorite names are Sanistrel, Yale tackle, Van Pran, Trotter.
I think you take the center here. And
I just don't know if he's good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
I mean, I
got a lot of experience at Georgia. I'm real curious how he tests.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's not exactly what we wanted.
I just accidentally took him, but.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now we're back up here. Now this kind of gets interesting here because we traded away one of these fourth-round picks. I'm used to taking two guys here.
Yeah, yeah.
So the players available, Peyton Wilson.
Not bad.
Mason Smith, defensive tackle out of LSU. Jonah Ellis.
Yeah.
Jalen Wright. Kyrie Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marshawn Lloyd. Theo Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State. Ricky mm-hmm. Pearsall. Still,
we took a corner and a receiver, but I like those two players.
Imani Bailey, the running back out of TCU. Tanner Bordellini, Brendan Rice, Jared Wiley. I'm not loving.
Yeah.
Christian Mahogany, Jermaine Burton. Everything lines up for what we've already taken.
I'd say if we didn't take Van Pran, I'd consider Mahogany.
Yeah. I mean, the way this sets up, we almost have to take Peyton Wilson there.
That was the name I was leaning towards as well.
I mean, it fills a need. And
yeah, yeah. I mean, he's worth a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
I bet he goes on day two. Well, who knows? Medicals could keep him
out. Medicals could keep him out.
He's super productive.
Yeah.
He's tall. He's got, T-Rex arms, but.
But he's tall.
Yeah.
All right, Peyton Wilson it is. Now we get a little bit of a lull here. Now, at this point, we can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, I would say maybe it's just best. If it's a tight end or a running back or anything, I'd consider at this point.
Yeah. We're up at 196, and the top players available, Sam Hartman. New.
I don't believe in him at all. Okay. But I'd consider a quarterback.
Kind of surprised this guy is still available. Maris Liafu, the linebacker out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He took one.
Wish we had known that. Yeah.
Patrick McMorris, a safety out of Cal. Joe Milton.
Talk about a project.
Yeah. George Helani, running back out of Boise State. Cedric Johnson, the edge out of Ole Miss. Suen Dada Anderson, edge rusher out of Grambling. Juwan Briggs, a defensive tackle out of Cincinnati. Brevin Span Ford, a tight end out of Minnesota. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
A.J. Barner, the tight end out of Michigan.
He run blocks.
Yeah. Nehemiah Pritchett, cornerback out of Auburn. Gabe Hall, the defensive tackle out of Baylor.
Yeah, we took one similar.
Yeah. I'm just looking here if anybody stands out. Charles Turner, the center out of LSU.
All the names are the guys we've taken already.
Yeah. Again, that's kind of the way this whole thing.
Who was the Cal safety that was high on the board? I'd say a safety wouldn't break my heart here.
Patrick McMorris.
He was one of the top dudes. None of the quarterbacks do it for me.
Let's see if any of these other safeties do it for me at all. Not really. Yeah, I think this draft kind of falls off.
I do.
In a big way.
I hate the last couple rounds of this draft, and I'll like it better as I learn more. But everyone's saying the same thing that it's real top heavy. What about one of the tight ends?
At cornerback, you got Nehemiah Pritchett, Andrew Phillips, the cornerback out of Kentucky, Josh DeBerry, cornerback out of Texas A&M, Jarvis Brownlee out of Louisville.
Brownlee's a good player.
Yeah,
I mean he's similar to what we took, but
he's a little smaller. He's 5'11", 175. Yeah.
I mean, I think he's a value at this point.
Yeah. The Kentucky kid's not bad.
No. Just a good example. Like, if we could have taken this pick in next year's extra sixth or fifth and got up to go snag someone that was hanging around longer than he should have been.
I mean, we've got a true blocking tight end on the roster. Do we need another one?
No. Need, no.
Need, no.
Yeah, but if that's the best player out there, I think I'd take Brownlee. And just attack corner.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fight you. Yeah. I think
I mean, if there were other ones that felt good about, great. But he was really good at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a need.
And now we have our final pick at 237.
And between Rush, Trice, Brownlee, Wiggins, and Porter, you should be pretty set at corner.
Somebody should work out.
They're all young.
Okay. So here we are at 237. Torrey Taylor, the punter from Iowa, is still available.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be maybe our most drafted guy this year.
We don't even have to talk about it.
Boom. Put it in. Yep.
He is locked in. All right. So we came out of this draft with Nate Wiggins at 23, Roman Wilson at 51, Rue Carrojo at 59 because we made the trade down.
Yeah.
At 84, Cedric Van Pran. At 119, Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from NC State. 196 was Jarvis Brownlee, cornerback out of Louisville. And at 237, Torrey Taylor, the punter from Iowa. And we got Houston's 2025 fourth-round draft pick.
Right. I don't love it.
I don't love it either.
No, one of my least favorite ones we've done so far. I would make that trade again and hope the chips fall differently, you know, with the draft. I thought the trade was good.
Yeah, having 59 as well is, I mean, a second second-round draft pick is great.
Yeah,
but
right. It just didn't go the way we wanted.
No.
You know, I didn't. Van Pran and Wilson, we kind of settled on.
Yeah.
Like, they're okay, but I would rather not go those directions.
Yeah.
Wilson, the linebacker. I mean, I forgot we also drafted Wilson, a receiver.
Double Wilson,
yeah. Wilson. It was okay, not great.
Yeah. But that's how it goes, you know.
Made a lot of picks.
You can love players in the draft. Doesn't mean you're going to get those players
in
the draft.
And maybe the Clemson kid turns into something. I mean, I think Wiggins is a really good first-round pick. One thing we might do next week I was thinking about, like, if you had your list in middle of February, and no one's holding us by it, but pre-combine, Who would you be happy with at 20?
Oh, we will do that at the combine. We did it last year at the combine.
Yeah, I say we should do it before the combine happens and then do it again after. Like, not even necessarily our top 20, but, like, who would you be happy with at 20? Wiggins would be on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I was right about all my lists last year.
Of course not.
I mean,
right.
I was, you know, Brian Branch was...
Was definitely in our
definitely
top.
On my, on yeah, my yeah. list. Brisset was on my list. I don't know. The book's still not written on him yet.
But he didn't go much later. He had a decent rookie year.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. And again, we're not fully invested or knowledgeable on these guys yet.
You know, Porter would have been on my list.
Then he would have been at that point. Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think I could come up with a handful of receivers, handful of quarterbacks that you're not going to get, a center, handful of tackles, handful of corners, you know, that would be... Yeah, I'm happy with that at 20 here in the middle of February.
Yeah, yeah.
But Wiggins would be one.
Let's get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. Hey, Steeler fans, gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia and custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets. Or visit online at shop.steelers.com. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And, Matt, we got Dame Brugler's top 100 here.
Yeah, pretty extensive stuff.
Really extensive stuff. And while I don't want to do the entire list.
No, it's pretty in-depth.
But I think we start around 25 and work our way down.
Yeah, we only talk about top 10.
We've talked about
the
top guys. Ad nauseum.
And actually, the way I did is I started reading them at 100 and worked my way up. Yeah, just read the clips and you know saw how he did it. But no, I think this is smart.
So I'm looking here. Does he have these numbered? He kind of does here on the side.
I mean, I cut and pasted this from the Athletic, so it's a massive document with all kinds of photos. And they were all drop down menus.
Yeah,
and,
we'll have Dane on at the combine. Hopefully,
I'm sure.
But let me work on my way down here.
Yeah, it's a massive document.
Through the let's start at 20.
Okay.
So at 20, he has, Jackson Powers Johnson. So how about that?
That works out just fine by me.
Just ahead of him, he has Fatanu and Guyton.
Okay. Again, all would be very much in consideration. All would be in my happy, they're in the, would make, I'd be fine with them at 20 list.
I glanced at this list last night. I think he has like 8 or 9 offensive linemen in his top 20.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I think that's. Right on. One note, and I don't know how much they'll value this, but if you notice Arthur Smith's center history, they can all move. You know, like, I don't know if Van Pran moves well enough for that, you know, type of deal. Johnson does everything well enough. Yeah. Powers Johnson. But I think, you know, he had the Brewer kid that came out as like a 275-pounder with Tennessee, and I probably are going to want somebody that's pretty fleet of foot at center.
Yeah.
Although Mason Cole does that pretty well.
So it's Jared Versi is his 21 for him.
We want him going in the top 19.
You want that to go. You want the edge rushers to go higher. He also has Leitu at 22, so back-to-back edge rushers.
Yeah, again, you'd love both those guys to fall.
Yeah. Actually, a third. Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm misreading that. At 23, Cooper DeJean.
Nice. I think everyone's sleeping on him. I think everyone's just being tentative with him. And then... Several weeks from now, we're going to be like, oh, Cooper DeJean went 11 in DJ's mock draft. And I mean, he screams combine stud.
At 24, he has J.J. McCarthy. That's another one you hope McCarthy goes in the top 20 somewhere.
Which I think is possible.
After that, he has the aforementioned Nate Wiggins.
Okay.
6'2", 185. Yeah. So, again, another long.
I wish he was a little heavier.
Cornerback.
Because he throws his body around like crazy. Yeah. He's really fluid, good ball skills. I'm a fan.
At 26, Chop Robinson.
I doubt he'll go in the top 19.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll be a Steeler either.
At 27, Graham Barton.
Where do you start considering him? It could have been nice to see him play center at the Senior Bowl, not just project the center.
Well, he played center his freshman year in college.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like it's a foreign concept to him. Mm-hmm. You're not asking him to do something he's never done before.
Very true. And he played tackle because, I mean, frankly,
he was their best guy.
If he was at Georgia, he probably would have stayed at center the whole time.
He was their best guy, and so they stuck him there.
Yeah. I just feel like he's not my 20th pick and not going to last to the 50s.
Yeah, that's not going
to.
Yeah.
You'd have to be in a trade down situation or trade up situation.
Yeah. No, but I think he's a good football player.
I'm not discrediting him. I would love him to be a Steeler.
At 28 is Keon Coleman.
Okay.
29 is Kool-Aid McKinstry.
He worries me a little.
Yeah. If he had played at Southern Alabama,
and his name was
you know, John McKinstry, would anybody know anything about him?
Fred Johnson or
with
something.
The same skill set.
Right. He played early at Bama and all that, but I would not be happy with him at 20 right this second.
No, nor would I.
No.
At 30, Jerzon Newton. He doesn't fit the Steelers' defense at all.
I don't know if he could go in the top 19, though, either.
Yeah. At 31, Darius Robinson. He does fit the Steelers'
defense.
Yeah,
I think you'd love to have him.
Yeah.
He's in that Barton no man's land, though, where I wouldn't take him at 20, but he won't be there for the next pick.
Right. At 32, Jordan Morgan, the tackle out of Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
Or Arizona,
some think he's a guard. He's interesting. Does he have a little write-up on Morgan?
Yeah, he just a quick-footed blocker, displays range and aggression in the run game.
So he moves well.
Yeah. At 33, Tavondre Sweat. So he's very high on Tavondre Sweat.
Yeah, I know
Sweat.
He is. He thinks he's a better version of Jordan Davis. He rushes the passer more. I mean,
yeah.
He pushes that pocket back. I just don't know how many snaps in a row he could play.
Yeah. 34, Ladd McConkey.
Love the player.
Yeah.
Be a great Steeler. Not going to be there at 50-ish.
No. 35, Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Same.
36, Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia. This is the problem that the Steelers
this
have.
This is becoming an issue.
If they pass on center. Now, center is a very... How many teams need them?
Yeah. I mean, at some point in the offseason, I'm going to look at every... I actually write team needs for a draft guide, and I'm going to pay attention to how many of them have center on the list at all. It's probably four or five. It's always four or five, like every year. But who's, you know, like the Bears are one of them. Well, they're not going to take one at one. They're not going to take one at 10. You know, like when will they start getting center-oriented?
Yeah.
You know? And where do the free agents land?
The problem is they could get center-oriented in that second round.
Before the Steelers are on the clock.
Right.
Absolutely. And Barton, someone might look at as just a guard. You know, just bring him in anywhere.
Put him, plug him wherever your hole's
at. If you're Tennessee or whatever, just throw him somewhere on that line. Yeah, it's not a guarantee that there's a center there at 50,
yeah.
You know, 51. Depending on what site you look at.
Which 51. Is kind of why, you know, if Powers Johnson is there, I'm just taking him.
Yeah.
And I'll fill the other needs. The draft is deep enough at cornerback. It's deep, you know, that I can, a wide receiver, I can find those guys later.
It also makes me think a free agent center is not a bad idea.
At 37, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
He's not for me.
I don't love him.
38, Kingsley Suamataia.
He's another one I don't think will be there in the second round, but the Steelers could easily afford him time to learn.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have to start right away.
He's got really long arms.
He's crazy looking, yeah. I bet he looks crazy and, you know, spandex doing drills. Up here.
39, his top linebacker is Junior Colson.
Is it? Maybe in round two.
Yeah, and he's bigger than I thought he was. He's 6'3", 247.
No, he looks apart,
yeah. Team captain and that good stuff.
No, there's some good stuff there.
Yeah, he's like the exact opposite of Devin Bush.
Except for team captain of Michigan.
Right. I mean, there are some similarities, but he has the physical attributes that
no doubt
that Bush didn't.
And that was the best defense in the league, and he was in charge of it all. Yeah.
40, Troy Franklin. He's just skinny.
Little. Yeah.
Not little, but skinny.
Skinny.
He's 6'2". 41, Tyler Newbin.
Good player.
Really good player.
Yeah.
Again, if you told me today that I could get Powers Johnson in the first round and Tyler Newbin in the second, sign me up.
I mean, to me, that's a leadoff double. I mean, that's a quality start to your draft.
You're not gonna be mad at the end of the year that
you did that.
You know, you'll help your both sides of the ball. At 42, Edgerrin Cooper.
Same conversation kind of as Golson, the Michigan kid. Why am I killing his name here? I'm close.
Yeah, Colson.
Junior Colson. I was calling him Golson. Okay, yeah.
Too many names bouncing around. He's not as big.
Mm-mm.
He's
not as big and thick and physical,
He's built more like a safety.
Yeah, but rangy.
Yeah. At 43... Jaden Hicks, the big safety out of Washington State.
He intrigues me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's more of a strong, and he's big, and he covers a lot of ground. He would fit in well.
Yeah.
I'd take Newbin over him if they both were sitting there, but
yeah,
similar conversation.
44, Kamari Lassiter. He's kind of fallen out of favor.
Yeah. Concerned the second round.
Yeah. 6 foot, 180.
Yeah. I mean, he would not be happy to have him in the top 20 list for me.
No. 45, Roman Wilson, who we just took it.
We seem to get him a lot in the
51,
second round
yeah.
all of a sudden, yeah.
Good football player.
Yeah, I like him.
46, Xavier Worthy. Again, he's skinny.
He can fly, yeah.
Yeah. 47, Cooper Beebe, guard out of
K-State.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to fit here.
48, Enos Rakestraw, cornerback out of Missouri. This is why I don't mind going center in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to get one of these
Lassiter or Rakestraw,
one of those guys in the second
Tampa
round.
Or one of yeah. those dudes, right.
TJ Tampa is another one. I can live with that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
49.
I think people are kind of, draft nicks at least on Rakestraw are kind of hovering on the fence right now. No one seems to take a stand on him quite yet. Yeah.
Would have helped if he had gone to the Senior Bowl like he was supposed to. 49, Malachi Corley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's good off the catch and tough.
50, Jatavion Sanders, the tight end out of Texas.
Yeah. You'd love him to go early second.
Yeah. 51, Marshawn Neyland. He's an edge.
He's an edge.
But he's a big edge.
He's strong and thick.
Out of Western Michigan, 6'3", 268.
I wonder if he'd kick inside at all on 3rd and 9, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's for Steelers.
Yeah, I don't think he fits here at all either, yeah. 52, Rook Orojo.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
Yeah, 6'4", 288.
Long and athletic. He picked up football really late in his life, too. You know, the best should be ahead of him.
53, Adisa Isaac, the edge rusher out of Penn State.
A lot of heat with him, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's moving up boards, it seems like.
54, Jalen Polk.
Quality player.
Yeah.
He'd be an okay second rounder.
At 55, Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle out of Houston.
Yeah, I heard a good breakdown of him that made a lot of sense that I saw at the Senior Bowl. Is his arms are so long, and that's great.
He overreaches on guys.
But when he misses, he can't reset them quick
enough. And
they
get rid of his chest, and he's getting pushed back.
And then he gets in trouble, yeah.
Yeah. Now he needs to work on his technique,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and he's going to be quicker with his hands and recoiling and, you know.
Braylon Trice at 56, the edge rusher out of Washington.
Quality player.
Yeah. At 57, Michael Penix.
Would you consider him in the second round?
I wouldn't. I think your other needs there.
I wish he was more mobile.
Yeah. His knees are going to be huge for him.
Yeah.
Now they check out.
Massive.
At 58 is the Yale offensive tackle, Emma Gadije.
Okay. He's all right.
At 59, TJ Tampa.
Yeah, that's about that neighborhood.
I mean, he's the one of these second-round tight ends, this second or third tier, however you look at it. He's 6'2", 200 pounds.
Like, yeah, I bet he looks pretty.
The other guys
right
are all like
too.
6 foot, 190. I can understand maybe why they wouldn't match up with, like, but he's a good football player.
Yeah, he's a good football player. I think he's in the second-round mix. 6'2", corners don't grow on trees.
Right.
Right.
And he couldn't be any different from the next guy on the list here. At 60 is Mike Sanistrel.
Exactly. Total opposite. You could draft them both, you know.
Yeah. And be happy. 61, Chris Braswell, the edge rusher out of Alabama.
He's another one I think you want to go early.
Yeah. Cameron Kitchens is at 62, the safety out of Miami.
Would you consider him there? I don't think you'll give him a third, but I have to do more homework on the safeties. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's not great.
At 63, Blake Fisher, the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame.
Hmm. That's the highest I think I've seen him.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'd be in the second-round mix or maybe even third-round mix in a deep tackle class.
Yeah. Devontae Walker at 64. The
stock seems to be dropping, but if it keeps dropping,
then
have some interest there. Doesn't have to play right away.
Yeah. Jalen McMillan out of Washington at 65.
Easy guy to overlook, but a really good prospect.
Yeah. 66 is Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle out of Michigan.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd take him in the second round, but he'd be a nice addition to the group.
Yeah, he does.
He fits.
Yeah, he's got the size.
Yeah, he does.
67 is Dominic Pooney, the guard out of Kansas.
Okay. He had a good Senior Bowl.
68 is Kalen Bullock, the safety out of USC.
What I've seen from him is he's only a free and he doesn't like to hit.
Yeah.
But he takes the ball away, and he might think he's better than he is.
Yeah. At 69, Andre Phillips, a cornerback out of Kentucky. That's the guy I was just – he was available late in that draft.
Yeah, if we hadn't taken a corner, he may have ended up in our
5'10", 191.
Yeah.
Kind of
It's a guy we need to learn more about, too. I mean, but he's intriguing. It was a definite day two type of pick.
Yeah, he redshirt sophomore, too, so he's young.
Mm, nice.
At 70, you got Jonathan Brooks. That's your first running back. 71 is Christian Haynes, the guard out of UConn.
From what I've seen and heard, his center experiment didn't go great at the Senior Bowl, but he's quite a good guard, so why bother?
Yeah. 72, Javon Bullard, the safety out of Georgia.
Both the Georgia safeties are of interest.
Yeah. At 73 is Blake Corum, the running back out of Michigan.
He's going to be a Charger.
You think? 74, this is as high as I've seen this guy.
Along those lines, I think Michigan has more players invited to the combine than any team in NFL history.
Yeah.
There's six of them going to be Chargers. Yeah, they're all going to be Chargers.
74, Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker out of Ohio State. That's as high as I've seen him.
Yeah. Third round? Maybe.
Maybe.
Productive. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, he'd fit in. Be part of your three-man rotation quickly.
75 is Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin.
Big sucker, yeah.
He's actually bigger than most of the linebackers in this draft by a lot.
He might be a Charger, too.
76 is Theo Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State.
I think he's a good player.
He's a little just undersized.
Yeah, a little bit of work in progress.
Peyton Wilson at 77.
We drafted him. We got him in the fourth round.
Yeah. 78, Ricky Pearsall. Wide receiver out of Florida.
If you get him the third, fourth round, I'd be interested.
Yeah. Michael Hall, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State at 79. He doesn't fit here.
Nah, not really. Kind of an upfield, undersized guy.
At 80, Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina.
Dane's not bad.
Dane's not all that high on him.
Yeah.
81, Bucky Irving, running back out of Oregon State. Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah at 82.
Most people have the other Utah safety over him, but both those guys would be welcome additions.
Yeah. Brandon Dorius, the defensive tackle out of Oregon at 83.
What's his height and weight? They have
6'3", 272.
Yeah, I knew he was light.
He's kind of like DeMarvin Leal-ish.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a great fit or not.
84, Kalen King, the cornerback out of Penn State.
Dropping. But at some point, you'd be interested.
85 is Christian Mahogany, the guard out of Boston College.
I don't know if he's also center capable. I think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
At 86, Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher out of Utah.
He's a good player. I don't know if the Steelers will be in the mix for that.
87 is Audric Estime, the running back out of Notre Dame. He is a bull.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler at 88.
Okay. We haven't had a quarterback in a while.
89 is Jalen Wright, the Tennessee running back. At 90, Braden Fisk, the defensive tackle out of Florida State.
Did you consider him third, fourth?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Fourth, I would.
He's got the kind of motor that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love his temperament.
Yeah.
I don't know how much to hold him against him, but he has short arms. You know, but, I mean, if he didn't, he'd be in the second round.
Right. Isaiah Adams, guard out of Illinois at 91. 92 is Trey Benson, running back out of Florida State. Another big bruiser.
Yeah.
93, Cedric Van Pran.
It's about with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think you have to weigh the options of, is he good enough to fix your center problem, or do you go in another direction?
Yeah. At 94 is Cade Stover, the tight end out of Ohio State.
He blocks, too.
Yeah. Then you got Austin Booker, the edge rusher out of Kansas at 95. 6'6", 245.
Mm. Yeah, he's body beautiful, though.
Yeah. 96 is Mason McCormick, guard out of North Dakota, or South Dakota State, I should say.
There's been a lot of buzz about him, too,
for
a small school guy.
Those guys are usually pretty position flexible.
Yeah, yeah.
Brendan Rice, the wide receiver out of USC at 97. 98 is Chris Abrams-Drain, the cornerback out of Missouri, the other cornerback out of Missouri.
Steelers like legacy picks.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm talking about Rice.
Rice, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got Jeremiah Trotter at 99, speaking of legacy picks.
I'd pick him with a 90. I'd give you the 99th pick for him right now.
Yeah, 6'2", 230.
Yeah.
And then 100, Michael Pratt,
nice,
quarterback from Tulane. We didn't get him on the list.
Yeah, you got to squeeze him in. I think he's at least a number two for a long time.
Yeah.
So
no, I think his best football is still ahead of him.
One of those fourth-round picks, he's sitting there. I'm like, yeah, I'm strongly consider that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he could get on the field quickly, you know, if needed.
That is Dane Brugler from The Athletic. His top 100, we didn't go over the top 20, but we
they're good guys.
Nailed the rest of it there. Some different names on there than what some of the mock draft sites that we've gone to.
No doubt. And he has some dudes higher than I expected and you know, some interesting fits for the Steelers as well.
And
so
nobody does this more than him.
Like, oh, he's super into it. I think he might be the best analyst out there.
He's the guy that when the beast comes out.
Oh, he does all the backstories and all the homework. Yeah. Yep, he's on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to another break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, the Steelers have officially submitted their NFL draft bid to host the draft in 2026 or 2027.
That'd be fun.
That went out today.
How many listeners do you think would go? A bunch. I mean, it would be party central. People would be super into it. I'm sure we'd broadcast from there and stuff.
I mean,
too,
you know how Steeler fans travel.
Oh, right.
And when I say Steeler fans travel, we're talking about the ones who live in other cities.
Like somebody listening from Arizona. Yeah.
Wherever you're listening from now, you go to the game that's closest to you. For the NFL draft,
people would come home
in Pittsburgh.
Or come to Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah. People would come here for that event.
Do you know where they'd have it?
Yeah, it'd be outside the stadium, like in that area next to Stage AE.
Oh, like a massive tent type of thing. It's a
you need
whatever,
a lot of room.
Okay,
they would build a big stage outside the stadium.
Yeah. Is that how Tennessee did it?
Tennessee did it right on, I believe it's
like a main drag,
the corner like Broadway and Second Avenue. I think it's Second Avenue that they used.
It's like a big music fun bar restaurant place.
Yeah, the whole street was out from there. And they built a stage in the middle of the street by the arena.
Yeah.
And went out from there.
Well, there'd be a lot of parking for people, and you know, you could get to it easy from the T and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could park anywhere in town and ride the T over.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But that would be a huge.
No, that'd be
huge.
Fun too. Yeah. Right on the rivers, make the city look good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that would be...
I imagine we would be doing shows somewhere in that area.
Probably days before and days after, and yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
That's for 25 and or 26?
26 or 27.
Okay.
26 or 27, okay. Yeah, 25, I believe, has already been picked.
I'm sure it has to be by now, yeah. I mean, it's only slightly over a year away.
A couple years away here.
Yeah. Wow, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
I mean,
Seems like they're as due as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know... Hosting a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh, you know, obviously has. I don't know if it ever happens. You know, there are challenges to that in terms of hotel space and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. The weather is
a big factor.
I was shocked New York got one.
New York's New York.
Yeah, and they had a new stadium.
Yeah.
So.
But in terms of getting the draft, I mean, we've seen, like, Detroit has it this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was in Cleveland.
Yeah,
like this is a major event, and it's not just the Steelers that had to put this bid out. The city had to be involved in this as well,
for planning purposes
and everything that go along with it.
Yeah, that part of it I don't quite understand, but like hotel space and availability,
you have to have your plan set up.
It's not like a Super Bowl in terms of people flooding your city, but it's pretty high.
There would be people. You know, again, I live in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
For this, there would probably be people staying at the hotels on the way down from Washington.
Certainly all the ones near the airport would be packed.
Packed.
Anything downtown would be packed. Right.
I mean, it becomes...
It'd be a fun environment.
The biggest...
It's a three-day event.
The draft has become the second biggest event in the NFL behind the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, the draft is massive.
Yeah. And they have all kinds of things that tie into this in terms of... coming out and for youth football and things of that nature that they're tied in with this, that you know, they do a lot of stuff for the city that hosts.
So I guess a lot of people would come in Wednesday, hang out all day Thursday.
Stay for the weekend,
And say maybe not even fly out till Monday. I mean, Sunday there's nothing, but still, you're here. You don't have to work that day probably if you're from out of town. A lot of people would come home that have transplanted out of Pittsburgh.
It'd be a huge showcase for the city.
Yeah.
Huge showcase.
That'd be fun. That'd be awesome.
So, you know, that it'll be interesting to see, one of those 2 years, if the city of Pittsburgh does get it, it would be a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hope they do. And since they're applying for two of them, I guess they got a pretty decent chance.
That would
be
in time for your son's how old now, 16?
He's 17.
17.
He'd
want to come down and hang out the whole weekend. Like,
he'd be coming back from college if he hasn't failed out by then. he could hang, bring his boys down. Yeah, get them on the air. No, that'd be awesome.
We mentioned the Jimmy Garoppolo situation with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to be – they're going to release him.
I think they saved like $30 million on it. A lot,
he's
I know.
He's also facing a two-game suspension.
Oh, what did he do wrong?
PEDs.
Really? Is that a new thing just popped up?
Yeah, that just came out today along with the with everything else. And apparently it was a situation where he took a supplement – not a supplement. It was something that – it was a prescribed thing, but he didn't get it okayed before he took it. And so you fail the test.
I mean, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
He should know better. I mean, everyone knows
he's been
better.
In the league long enough.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And people look at
approved,
that and say, well, you know – no, the league gives the players a list of things.
Yeah.
Here's what you can't take.
I also,
if you have any questions about it, take it to the team doctor and say, hey, is this okay?
From what I understand, I could be wrong. I know every team basically has a hotline or you can, you know, and I think the whole league has one. You know, like you could just
you can find out.
You can find out now, you know, is this okay or not? And he should know better. A rookie, I kind of get it once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, you maybe, you know, depending where you grew up or how you were taught.
It's like the guys that violate the gambling policy. Like,
do it just down the street.
You
don't
can't
do it at the
walk
facility,
into the locker room. You can't walk into the facility without seeing this. And those guys are told
over and over and over.
At the rookie symposium, here's what you can't do this. Don't do it.
Where does Jimmy fit in that quarterback free agent pecking order?
Well, that's a good question. And the two-game suspension
sure doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
No. Especially if you want him to be the caretaker while a rookie learns.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't start taking care as the caretaker until week three, that's a problem.
That is an issue.
Like, would you rather Minshew? Not only Jimmy's going to make much.
I don't think he's going to make much.
Right. But at least he's been a starter. He's been to the Super Bowl.
He's won. I mean, no matter what you think of Jimmy Garoppolo,
right.
And I'm not a huge Garoppolo guy, he does win.
Does win. What do you think about him here?
I mean, it wouldn't be the worst idea.
No, I was going to say that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Because
he's been a backup.
The idea is that Pickett is going to be your starter.
People on the team adore him.
Yeah.
I mean, they think he's the best teammate, tough, all those things. You could do worse.
You could do worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he can still move. He can make plays.
Yeah. If you're looking at him,
I'd take him over Russell Wilson.
You're straight number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's much younger.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
He's not going to be that expensive this time around.
No, I wouldn't think so. So
I don't know if he'd do a Trubisky trade contract, but maybe a little more.
Maybe facing a suspension, you'd look at it and go, hey, we're, you know.
The last year didn't enhance his stock.
It certainly didn't. No. But
I never considered him until 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could do worse.
Yeah, you could do worse.
You could do worse. I mean, it's just another option that's out there.
I think it's similar to the Tannehill discussion.
Yeah.
You know, but he's younger. Yeah, it's not so terrible.
Yeah, not the worst thing that you could think about. But, Matt, that's going to do it for our show today.
Yeah, that's a week in the
books.
End
of the week. Next week we'll be back Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then the following week we will be at the NFL Scouting Combine.
Wow, so there's 2 more weeks in between there. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So we're driving out that Monday.
Driving out Monday, and then we'll have shows the rest of the week.
Yeah, I bet we don't
Tuesday
have a show
through Saturday.
Combine Monday.
Yeah.
We'll be on a lot. Haven't got that schedule yet, but we'll let you know.
Yeah.
And we'll be on with other people, and we'll get guests, I'm sure. But there will be a drive.
The Combine is the one time of the year where we cheat on each other.
No, we do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who my partners are. I remember last year doing with
Matt. We have an open relationship during the Combine.
Yeah, we let it slide.
Anyways, with that... for my partner, Matt Williamson.
And we bring a third in from time to time.
You had to go
regularly,
there.
Regularly.
For Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air and not particularly keeping us off the rails here, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.